If there is nothing outside of the scope of cause and effect in the horizontal order as mentioned in last lesson, what about miracles? As we have heard of many examples such as the birth of Prophet Isa alayhi salam with no father, Prophet Musa stilling the sea, and etc. Some scholars have stated, in many cases what we consider as law is actually just the appearance of law, but not the actual law. For instance, we think that the law of creation for life is that a living being always results between a mother and a father copulating. But this is only an apparent law, not the real law. The birth of Prophet Isa alayhi salam has violated only the apparent law, but not the real law. So in other words, when we see miracles, they are not outside of the realm of cause and effect. The creative cause from God is still there, then he brings about a particular effect. What we see is a change in the apparent law that we have believed to be the real law. The real law belongs with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that which we have taken to be the law is not the real law, just the apparent law. When we shift the law, there will still be a cause that comes out of it. So today, for example, scientists can create animals from a test tube. It's a shift in the causation, but will result in a certain effect. Therefore, if we are able to create life, then we know that the copulating of a father and a mother are not necessarily the real law, if there are other ways to do the same effect. When we don't take care of ourselves in this life, and I develop a certain illness such as diabetes, and then it becomes a part of who I am, then when I reproduce, I pass it on to my children. And when they get older, they also have diabetes, and this continues on. It is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has done this. It is I who changed and altered the conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set, and the results I see in society take place. Or we look at these billionaires in certain countries. Their own country was in poverty, while they were so rich. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided enough sustenance for everyone. But there are people who have taken this for themselves and change and altered the horizontal sphere and cause certain deficiencies and problems in the world we live in. This automatically leaves us with the question of evil, because a lot of these differences we see, we have labeled them as evil, like deficiencies, poverty, illnesses, and etc. So why is there deficiency in the first place? Why are people blind, deaf, and deformed? Why does God allow poverty to happen? Why does God not stop murder, torture, wars, and etc.?